Potion, the advisor's gravelly voice. I would bet serious cash she smoked gitanes, bellowed from inside. Franck plunged in like a brave knight in medieval times. I continued madly scribbling on my fiche as I followed. The advisor sat down behind the desk and thrust out her hand.
Fiche d'inscription,
she demanded. I've got it here, I said. Just let me finish. It will only take a few seconds.
If you don't have a completed fiche, get out of my office.
She pointed an imperious finger at the door.
Do not waste any more of my time.
She was tinier than her voice would lead one to believe. Small-boned, like a bird. She wore huge black glasses, and a mop of black and gray streaked curls overwhelmed her small face with its pointy chin. She studied us with sharp black eyes, like a crow that had spotted a promising mouse on the ground.
We're not going anywhere, Franck said in a bored voice.
Her eyes widened with something akin to glee. In the meantime, I continued to fill out my fiche while she was occupied.
I will call security, she warned. They will get rid of you.
You could, Franck said. But
I could tell them how every single student has walked out of your office in tears this morning. I certainly wouldn't lack witnesses. They wouldn't care. They have no love for students.
Somehow I doubt the security team has much love for you, either.
Comment osez-vous?
Did I tell you I'm a journalist? Franck lied. And my closest friend is a grand reporter. He might be interested in this story. She sat back in her chair and examined Franck through steepled fingers.
You're bluffing.
You can take the risk and find out, he said. Or you could just help my girlfriend here get enrolled. That is supposed to be her job, n'est-ce pas? Franck passed her my passport, the letter from Paris 3, copies of my transcripts from McGill, and all the other papers I had compiled.
What am I supposed to do with all that without a fiche d'inscription?
She looked down at the pile disdainfully. Just then, I filled in the final box. Sweat dripped behind my ears. I slid the fiche across the desk to her.
Humph,
she said, and cocked an eyebrow at Franck.
How did you figure out where to get one of these? Nobody else has so far.
Charm, he said with a mischievous smile. And then, I couldn't believe it, the witch actually fought back a smile herself.
Let's see if you have filled it out correctly,
she said, picking my fiche up off her desk.
You haven't filled out all the boxes,
she said, flicking an accusatory glance at me, but then she moved her eyes back to Franck and watched him expectantly. The only ones I left blank are ones that didn't apply to me because I didn't go to lycée in France, I said. Franck quirked his lips at the witch.
That makes perfect sense, doesn't it? You have an answer for everything,
she said to him in a playful tone of voice. She actually smiled back, revealing tobacco-stained teeth. Oh my god, was the witch flirting with Franck? I didn't know witches flirted.